Good afternoon. The weak disturbance that coated the ground with a round of light snow before the sun came up this morning is now tracking quickly off the East Coast. We'll spend the remainder of the day with in and out sunshine and a gusty northwest breeze, which will add a chill to the air as temperatures remain in the 40s for daytime highs. Some leftover moisture combined with moisture off of Lake Ontario will produce a few random flurries and scattered snow showers, especially immediately downwind of the lake as we get through the afternoon hours. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and it will be dry and chilly with lows back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Another system, this one with a bit more moisture and energy, will track our way from the Ohio Valley during the day on Friday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the day Friday as highs stay below average and remain in the middle and upper 40s. With thickening clouds, there is the chance of some light rain and snow after dark on Friday, transitioning to all snow across most of the region during the overnight hours. So most everyone will wake up with another coating of snow on Saturday morning, this time perhaps across the higher terrain 1 to 3 inches of snow with a coating up to an inch in most valley locations. Dry on Saturday, cloudy to start, then increasing sunshine as a new area of high pressure builds in. It'll be breezy with highs back into the lower 50s. A bit milder on Sunday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 50s, and another disturbance on Sunday afternoon could bring some showers by the end of the day. Dry to start next week and temperatures seasonably mild with readings in the middle to upper 50s under a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, and staying in the mid-50s with a few showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough over most of the country, along with an associated cold pool of air, will help produce heavy snow over parts of the northern and central Rockies today into tonight. 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible across the higher elevations of Wyoming and Colorado. Upwards of 8 to 12 inches of snow is forecast across the high plains of Wyoming and northern Colorado. As this system exits into the central plains, a strip of light to moderate snow is possible from central Nebraska to northern Illinois by tomorrow morning. The heaviest snow amounts east of the Rockies are currently expected to be across northern Missouri and southern Iowa, where over 6 inches of snow could fall. Meanwhile, temperatures across much of the central and eastern U.S. will feel more like March instead of April. Thus, widespread freeze warnings and frost advisories stretch from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic. The core of the coldest air will be found across the central and northern plains through today. In contrast, southern Florida will continue to bake with above-average temperatures in the lower 90s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy with a few showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers near 40 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high 91 set in 2012, and the record low 22 in 1981 and 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m., sunset this evening 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the upper 40s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with a few passing rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with the chance of some light rain or snow showers by evening in the middle to upper 40s. A round of light snow Friday night. Dry and cloudy Saturday morning, giving way to increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with a late day shower, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s Monday. A chance of showers, mid-50s on Tuesday. And breezy and cooler with increasing sun, lower 50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.